Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Audio CDT in the podcast Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 17 was another non-event week for ATXDR, which gained 0.14% to 6,941 points. WIG wins the 15th stock market tournament in a big final against two times champion Palfinger. News came from Andritz, Mayr-Melnhof, Voestalpine, Babak, A1 Group, Lenzing, AMAG, Warimbex, Strabag, Polytech, Palfinger, Frequentis and Erste Group. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 17. Monday, Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz has received an order from Prado Health Products Incorporated, Turkey I, for delivery of two high-speed hygiene converting lines to produce adult open diapers and feminine sanitary napkins. With this investment, Prado is entering the growing adult and femcare market. The company already operates four baby diaper lines from Andritz. Andritz, weekly performance, -3.37%. Tuesday, Mayr-Melnhof, Cartonboard Group Mayr-Melnhof, MM, increased consolidated sales by 5.8% to €1,122.10 million, 1Q 2022, €1,060.40 million. This increase results mainly acquisition related from the division MM Packaging. At €61.6 million, operating profit was €49.5 million below the comparable figure of the previous year, 1Q 2022, €111.1 million. This decline is primarily due to market and rebuild related downtimes in the MM board and paper division and restructuring expenses in the amount of €15.5 million in the packaging division. Peter Oswald, MM CEO, comments, as expected, the MM Group recorded a restrained start into the year in the MM board and paper division in the first quarter of 2023 against the background of a slow destocking of high customer inventory levels as well as inflation-related restrained demand. In addition to the planned capex-related shutdowns in the cartonboard mills Frohnleiten and Neuss, considerable market-related downtimes were necessary. In the division MM Packaging, demand tended to be weaker in the first months, but was overall still resilient. 2023 will be a transition year for MM Board and Paper on the one hand and an integration year for MM Packaging on the other hand. While profitability was above the trend line in 2022, it is expected to be below in 2023. Mayr-Melnhof, weekly performance, -2.95%. Voestalpine, Voestalpine Tubular supplies and installs high-strength steel tubes for the Semmering Basis Tunnel in Austria. In this way, the Voestalpine Group, together with the delivery of high-tech rails, high-speed switches and the associated digital signaling technology from Voestalpine Railway Systems, is making another significant contribution to the implementation of this important infrastructure project. Voestalpine, weekly performance, 1.29%. Borag, banking group Borag, released its results for the first quarter 2023 and reported a net profit of €140 million for the first quarter of 2023, plus 26% compared to the previous year. The result before risk costs is €248 million, plus 21%. The cost-income ratio is 32.5%, previous year 37%. In the first quarter of 2023, core operating income increased by 13.3% to €366.3 million. CEO Anasa Buzakauk, CEO, commented on the financial results. We generated a significant amount of capital during the quarter, increasing our CET1 ratio by 60 basis points to 14.1% after deducting the first quarter dividend accrual of €77 million. We are targeting a share buyback of up to 100 basis points CET1%, subject to regulatory approval, and will have more than enough dry powder for both organic and inorganic opportunities if they should materialize. We witnessed heightened market volatility and uncertainty during the quarter stemming from idiosyncratic risks. Time and time again we stress the merits of being a prudent and conservative commercial lender focused on risk-adjusted returns across all cycles. We have a resilient business with consistent earnings and capital generation that delivers for our customers, shareholders, employees, and local communities. BOAG, weekly performance, -1.12%. Wednesday A1 Group, the first quarter of the 2023 financial year was another solid one for A1 Group. The company continued to grow its revenues and profits. Total revenues increased by 8% year-on-year to €1,258 million, with both service and equipment revenues growing in all segments. In total, service revenues increased by 5% and equipment revenues by 26%. On the cost side, workforce costs increased by 3%, while restructuring costs remained stable. Electricity costs increased significantly both year-over-year and sequentially. The increase is mainly due to the segment Austria, which had to pay higher prices in Q1 2023. EBITDA increased by 1% year-on-year to €436 million and EBIT by 0.3% to €195 million. Telekom Austria, weekly performance, 0.43%. Mayr-Melnhof, the Mayr-Melnhof Group, MM, has approved a comprehensive investment project to increase the long-term competitiveness of its largest board and paper mill, MM Kwidzyn in Poland. Energy and CO2 cost reduction, pulp integration and entry into the market for sack kraft papers are to set the mill up for sustainable future success. The investment project of around €660 million. The implementation of the investment project is planned for the years 2023 to 2026 with disbursements until 2027. Financing is planned from internally generated resources. Mayr-Melnhof, weekly performance, -2.95%. Thursday Lenzing, Lenzing Group, a world-leading provider of specialty fibers for the textile and non-wovens industries, signed a contract for the acquisition of the 43 MW biomass power plant of Energy 42 Betelgeuse GmbH located in the Heligenkruis Business Park, Burgenland. The execution of the transaction is in particular subject to regulatory approvals and is expected in the second quarter of 2023. This strategic investment will significantly reduce the dependence on fossil energy at the Lenzing production site in Heligenkruis. Around 50% of the natural gas currently used can be replaced by energy from renewable sources in the future. Lenzing, weekly performance, -0.67%. Andritz, international technology group. Andritz has started the 2023 business year with unchanged high growth dynamics despite a slowing global economy. Revenue and operating result both increased significantly by well over 20% in the first quarter of 2023 compared with the same period of the previous year. Net income improved by almost 50% to €104.5 million. Order intake reached a favorable level of €2.4 billion but was 6.5% below the figure for the first quarter of 2022, when the booking of two large-scale orders had provided an exceptional peak. Andritz, weekly performance, -3.37%. Strabag, Strabag SE, the publicly listed European technology group for construction services, looks back at a challenging 12 months in 2022. Output and order backlog reached new record levels at the end of the year. The EBIT margin, meanwhile, returned to normal as expected following the exceptionally high level of the previous year, at 4.2%. However, it clearly remains in line with the set target of generating at least 4% from 2022 onwards. The company accorded a 10% higher output of €17.7 billion in the 2022 financial year, 2021, €16.1 billion. Despite rising construction costs and the accelerated interest rate turnaround, Strabag succeeded in growing the order backlog by 6% year-on-year to achieve a new year-end record of €23.7 billion. Strabag, weekly performance, 2.73%. AMAG, AMAG Austria Metall AG, supplier of high-quality aluminium cast and flat-rolled products, increased revenues in first quarter to €404.8 million, Q1/2022, €399.0 million, primarily due to higher shipment volumes in the metal division. In detail, shipment volumes of 110,400 tons posted growth of around 6% compared to the same quarter of the previous year, Q1/2022, 104,600 tons. After record quarterly earnings in the previous year, AMAG Group again achieved a very good level of earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, amounting to 60.8 million euros, Q1/2022, 68.0 million euros. AMAG, weekly performance, -1.14%. Polytech, leading developer and manufacturer of high-quality plastic components, reported consolidated sales revenues in the 2022 financial of 601.4 million euros and thus 8.2% higher than in the previous year, 555.9 million euros. The sales revenues include the partial passing on of additional costs, whereby the production volume shrunk and therefore direct comparability is only possible to a limited extent. The reductions in call-off numbers and repeated cancellations at short notice, as well as the very high price level of materials and energy in particular, have had a seriously detrimental impact upon the earnings situation of the company since March 2022. In 2022, Polytech's EBIT amounted to 0.7 million euros, 2021, 12.3 million euros. The result after taxes amounted to -2.2 million euros, 2021, 7.0 million euros. In the medium term, the group considers itself to be in an extremely solid strategic position with regard to its ability to transform the changes in the automotive sector into increasing economic success for itself. Polytech Group, weekly performance, 1.20%. Wirimpex, the real estate developer Wirimpex Group achieved a positive operational performance in 2022. Performance improvements for offices, +64%, and hotels, +92%, were the most significant drivers of the increase in total revenues to 45.1 million euros, +69%. The profit for the period for the Wirimpex Group increased from 12.0 million euros to 42.9 million euros. The positive development can be attributed primarily to higher occupancy at the office properties in Poland and the first-time full consolidation of an office property in St. Petersburg. Due to the uncertain economic conditions, we have decided not to propose a dividend for 2022 to the annual general meeting, commented Wirimpex CEO Franz Jurkiewicz. Wirimpex, weekly performance, 1.63%. Friday Palfinger, lifting solutions provider Palfinger achieved record revenue of 591.6 million euros in the first 3 months of 2023 and the highest ever Q1 operating result, EBIT, of 48.9 million euros. The effectiveness of the price increases and a good product mix in the EMEA region, as well as the slight decline in raw material and component prices, plus improvements in supply chains, contributed significantly to the outstanding first quarter. Palfinger, weekly performance, -0.83%. Frequentis, Norwegian air navigation service provider, Avinor has selected Frequentis to provide its multi-redundant X10 VCs for the control centers in Røyken, Stavanger and optionally Bodø. With Frequentis X10, Avinor can now separate the control room and the VC's data centers to create true location independence for air traffic management, ATM, operations. Frequentis, weekly performance, -1.29%. Erste Group Bank, Erste Group reported net result attributable to owners of the parent of 593.6 million euros in first quarter, 448.8 million euros, on the back of the strong operating result and the net release of risk provisions. Net interest income increased to 1,769 euros million, +27.1%, 1,392 euros and 10 cents million, on the back of higher market interest rates, mainly in Austria, Hungary and Romania, as well as larger customer loan volume across all markets. Net fee and commission income rose to 642.7 million euros, +4.4%, 615.3 million euros. Growth was registered in nearly all core markets, most notably in payment services but also in asset management. Erste Group, weekly performance, 0.52%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Brüssel, das war bei Hoffen.